We present The Virgin Knife by David Pownall, with Samantha Bond as Charlotte Corday and Gerard Murphy as Jean-Paul Marin. The Virgin Knife. ...7 p.m. on July 13th, 1793... in room 7, Hotel de la Providence, Rue des Vieux Augustins, Faubourg Saint-Germain, Paris, France, Europe, the world, with the hairdresser.
Down my back, gathered at the nape, falling to my waist. Brush hard if you want it to behave. Harder, I don't mind. As modish as you can make it, we'll dispense with the country girl look. Not too much powder. Don't want it in my eyes if my head gets shaken. I wash it once a week. What a performance. Takes 3 hours to dry. But in this heat, half that. Tie it back quite tightly. A friend's business. Someone in government must help her. She's not very good at finance and that sort of thing, and frankly, I think it's all become too complicated for her. That's not to say I'm much better myself, but I'll probably get further than she would on her own. From Caen, Calvados. You should go sometime. Yes, the coach I came in left the city on the same day. We travelled alongside the army for a while. They said they were coming to set Paris free from iniquity. Poor fools. There's not enough of them. They'll fail. Oh, 2,000, I guess. They claim to be 5, of course. It's a joke. Now, things have been very bad. But what can one expect these days? A revolution doesn't make life comfortable for anyone, does it? Oh, we get by. Yes, you could say Normandy is in revolt, but that doesn't include all Normans. Would I come to Paris otherwise? There are people with sense who see the harm that's being done. Brittany, the Vendée, Lyon, Marseille, Montpellier, Toulon, they'll all have to knuckle under whether they like conscription or not. They may have had enough of this government. Don't put words in my mouth. My attitude is practical. When all this is over, France will be a better place. But you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. I'm sorry if it's been a long time since you've had an omelette. We're all perfectly aware that whatever problems we've had, it's been much, much worse here in Paris. Well, you mustn't think we don't appreciate what you've been through on everyone's behalf. Without Paris, there wouldn't have been a revolution. Without the people on the street, what would have happened? Absolutely. Ouch! Careful. That's a knot. Get it out with your comb. I agree. Talk seldom solves anything. Tell that to the deputies. Be gentler, if you please. No, I haven't always grown it long. In the convent, I had to have it cropped. Prayer never solved anything. I go along with that. We were never really taught it did. You mustn't think that all nuns were the same. We were always arguing. Politics, of course. We never stopped chattering. But as everything got more out of hand, quite a few fell silent. Or simply went home. Well, too much was happening. The abbess couldn't cope. She's dead now. Oh, no, she died of old age. She timed it right. A nephew of hers was torn to pieces by the people and his heart eaten. They carried his head to the convent to show her. But first they took the head to a hairdresser, because the young man was very vain about his looks. I can tell by your touch you wouldn't be able to do a job like that. Anyway, because we lived such separate existences, the mob in our city didn't know the abbess had been dead for 2 years when all this took place. They showed the head to the wrong woman. What could she do? She kept quiet. I realize this is nothing compared to what has happened in Paris. It's an isolated case in our part of the country. He was arrogant and young, stupid, inexperienced. Yes, I knew him. He was my best friend's cousin. the friend I'm trying to help, actually. No, I didn't like him. Our political opinions were poles apart. But he was extraordinarily good-looking. Yes, I will do a lot for my friend. I love her. We shared a lot. Don't you help your friends if you can? Oh, it's too long a story to bore you with. Alexandrine is held up in Switzerland near the border. No, she's not Swiss. She needs a passport to get home. It's taking months. You know how long these delays can be. You should try travelling sometime. If Paris is too exciting to leave, then you'll have to wait. Oh, go and have a look at Calvados. Go to the sea. Eat some lobsters. Most of the English come to Calais, not Caen, because it's closer. We don't see any these days, of course. In the past, we'd get the occasional one passing through. Before the war, they came to eat. Not hearts, no. I shouldn't have told you that story, obviously. Yes, yes, all right. We all heard about Princess Lombard having her heart eaten in the September massacres. Nothing's new. I don't know who started the vogue for it. Perhaps it was us. In Caen, we had to identify it as an act of uncontrolled madness. Very well, symbolic madness. Can madness be symbolic? Symptomatic, perhaps, but symbolic? What's important about a symbol is it should make sense. If my father heard you calling me an intellectual, he'd laugh. Do intellectuals end up in convents? I congratulate you. How very observant. After years in your profession, I suppose you've developed a knack for pinpointing people's origins by the kinks in their hair. Our family was noble, before nobility was abolished. On the contrary, I applauded the doing away of the whole idea. Nobility is a sham if one is born to it. If one has earned it, well, that may be different. Perhaps hundreds of years ago an ancestor of mine did something noble, I don't know. But it could easily have been something evil. True nobility can only come from pure motives and sacrifice. Very well. The sermon is over. You talk about something then. I don't mind. Anything you like. Watch you don't cut yourself. I bought it only this morning. Kitchen knife. Carrots and onions. Never been used. A cousin has moved into a new home. It's our custom to give something sharp for a present. You know how odd we Normans are. Hopelessly superstitious. Probably something to do with severing ties with the house you've left. Have you always lived in the same place? Living in Paris must be very expensive. Have you lost business because the fashions have changed? They say wigs are going out. Baldness will never be chic. Well, you're a brave man to guess the length the fashion won't go to. I think anything can happen there. Anything at all. Please, you'll unsettle my stomach. Human hair may be flooding the market at a time wigs are going out of fashion, but I'd rather not think about the source of supply. Yes, we do have strong stomachs in Calvados. Is this the kind of amusing interchange you usually have with clients, or am I being specially favoured? I'm not saying you're discourteous. Don't you make any allowances for people out of town? It takes us a while to catch up with the trend, you know. Now you're trying to make me feel weak and foolish. That won't work. I know it's only humour, but I can't see it yet. I'm one of those people who can't tell jokes, but listening to them, I don't mind. That was a joke? You could have fooled me. I told you I'm no good at telling jokes. Well, if all yours are as bad as the last one, you better keep them to yourself. All right, you asked for it. I'll tell you one from the convent. Mary Rose sat on a pin. Mary Rose. I told you it was hopeless. That's a good one. If Danton, Robespierre and Marat are all so ugly, perhaps standards will have to change. They might pass a law changing what's beautiful. Why not? They have for everything else. No, I'm not saying that. I include the republic we had 3 years ago as part of those old ways. Liberty, equality and fraternity and all that. Of course I believe in it. 4 years ago is the past, our sacred short past. As short as my hair used to be. I came alone. I refused to be afraid. So far, I haven't been molested. Thank you. But I discern little advantage in what you term attractiveness if all it does is encourage people to attack you. Well, some excitement, I suppose. A fellow proposed to me on the overnight coach. Well, that's a very false impression. We're not at all wealthy. No, he wasn't drunk, as far as I could tell. Would he have to be? He got down on his knees in the coach, rocking about, honestly. I told him I'd wake up all the other passengers so they could enjoy the entertainment. That shut him up. I think you were probably right. He was drunk. Sometimes it seems everyone's drunk after a certain hour. Or is that me? Would you say Citizen Marat was a good man for me to talk to? Well, if you read his newspaper, you must have some idea how sympathetic he might be. He may have a heart, but is it for everyone? You can work out my disadvantages. I'm not the sort of person he'd choose to see, am I? Well, I'm not sure what prejudice means anymore. I've already been to his house and been turned away. Not by him, oh no, by his female bodyguards, 4 of them. I don't think they like the look of me. They said he was ill and sees no one. How can he run a country if he sees no one? Yes, it's an ordinary apartment and not a palace, but does that matter if I still can't get past the door? He might just as well be king. I don't think Louis Capet was necessarily a bad man, but he was weak as a king. I wasn't asked whether he should live or die. The deputies voted on that. It's not the first time a king has had his head cut off for being out of touch with his people. The English did it 150 years ago. Not all revolutions stick. Oh, yes, this one will, I'm sure. Nothing will ever be the same. We won't go backwards. Too much has happened. Like you, I'm a committed republican. It's the best form of government. We've known that since the Greeks. I'm not showing off. What do you think a nun does with her time? She reads. Some of it sticks in her mind. I'd give the Girondin deputies purged from the convention the benefit of the doubt, I suppose. As good republicans. All right, that's what you think. But have you made up your own mind, or is it the commune that's talking? The Jacobins, the newspapers, I don't know. Don't lecture me. I know my duty. How do you know the Girondins have betrayed the Republic? Give me an example. I'm not talking about what your friends tell you. Tell me something they've done. What evidence have you to say that? Well, I'm not convinced. They've seen the revolution through. Why should they suddenly turn against it? One minute they're heroes, the next enemies of France. How does that happen overnight? If they know the people in the sections of the commune have condemned them out of hand, they'll never come back to Paris, will they? How will we know if they're guilty? Well, your mind is made up already by the sound of it. When you're accused... I didn't say I was accusing you. I was merely making a point. What's to stop you accusing me? We can accuse each other. In any case, we'd both be hoping for justice, wouldn't we? That's shut him up. I'd pass a law. Only mutes can be hairdressers. I agree. Let's keep off politics. Yes, when I took the veil, one of the oaths I swore was never to have a man. This isn't politics. The government has done away with my vows on my behalf, done away with my vocation. I am free. I can have as many men as I like. That will depend on what I like. I may have a man tonight. I may not. It depends on what happens. I'm pleased to note how you limit your impertinences. Will you hurry up? I have a lot to do today. Of course, we're both citizens, but you are reckoned superior. You have been promised the vote, and we must all hope one day you have the chance to use it. That is not so with me. Women are expected to be faithful, true, good cooks and mothers, in that order. But I'm neither a mother nor a wife, not even a sweetheart. Stand away, that's enough. Hold up the mirror. Yes, that's what I want. That will do. As you are superior citizen, it is incumbent upon you to protect women and see they come to no harm. Try to remember that in your vocation. Looking down on you, where are you? I don't see anything. What an idiot. You are forgiven, idiot. I should have got him to pin my hat on straight. I can never do that properly myself. I'll leave it till I go out. I wrote to you this morning. Mara, did you receive my letter? May I hope to have the chance of meeting you? If you have not received my first letter, I hope you will not refuse me access. What I have to talk about cannot help but interest you. To be as unfortunate as I am is enough for me to make a claim on your protection. Forced to pollute good paper in this way. It is deceitful, and I'm ashamed to go to such lengths. Perfume the paper? Of course, you whore. Dear Mara, I will be waiting for your answer in the street like any harlot, knife between my breasts in case of trouble with violent clients. Address to the French people, lovers of law and peace. Your misfortunes tear my heart. I can give you nothing but my life. I hope my death will be of use to my fellow citizens. Carry my head through Paris as a signal to rally all the friends of justice. Use it to frighten the men of blood on their mountain of power. I hope to be their last victim, and I hope to be judged as one who deserves some applause for her conduct. No one knew of my plans. I acted alone to save France from ruin and desolation. I attach my certificate of baptism to this address, which will be found upon me when I am arrested, to show what the weakest hand can do. If I do not succeed in my task, I have shown you the way. You know your enemies. Arise, march, and strike as I have done. Corday.
7:25 p.m. The same evening, the cab stand at Place des Victoires. With the cabbie.
30 Cordelia Street. Yes, I know it's Mara's place. I'm going to see him. No, I'm not his girlfriend. Keep your eye on the road. If I'm dressed up, it's not for you. You'll just have to guess. I could be his sister. Hadn't you better be more careful what you say? I should have realized he'd be a friend of yours. Been in your cab many times. I suppose you know everybody famous. Did you drive the old king to the guillotine? Well, keep a civil tongue in your head. If I tell Mara what you're like, you'll have your license taken away. No, it's not that time of the month, and I'm not in a bad mood. I just want to be with my own thoughts. Does not wanting to chat with a cabbie make me a counter-revolutionary? When you've got the Committee of Public Safety in the cab, they include you in their discussions, do they? If it makes you feel better to think of me as a snob, carry on. This is persecution, you know. Leave me alone. If this is what a whore has to put up with when she's going to work, God help her. A little paint and they read the wrong signal. Is this the right way? He could be taking me anywhere, getting his own back because I've upset him. I'm sorry if I was short-tempered with you, citizen. As yet, I haven't learnt the give and take of city ways. Forgive me. After I've seen Mara, well, I'm free, yes. Wait for me outside and we can go somewhere. No, I haven't eaten yet. If you know a good little place, by all means. Could we go a bit faster? I didn't know there were speed limits. Come on, man, whip up your horse. Break the law for me. If you're caught, Mara will sort it out. Oh, I've heard he can do anything he likes, fix anything. He may live the life of a poor man and embrace those who suffer, but his learning means he always knows what he is saying and doing. That's how I like my men. No pretense at innocence. Like you. I'm sure he'll be able to help me. If he's well enough, that is. Oh, I was given the impression he's suddenly become ill. I didn't realize he had a permanent condition. I think you're to be praised for your understanding and sympathy, citizen. Having to sweep out and wash your cab after Mara had been in it must be very upsetting. Flakes and bits of skin. Ugh, don't. You're putting me off. I hope you cleaned it out thoroughly. He must live a life of continual discomfort and irritation. Having something the matter with one's skin must be a horrible punishment. I use the word as an orthomite. We are punished by many natural things. Really? How very theatrical. Mara gets more and more interesting. Death scribed on his wall over crossed pistols. Macabre. If it's a reminder of one way out of his agony, I take his point. One could say it's a comfort. If he's always scratching and has to walk with his legs apart, hopping, he must have great self-control, keeping the annoyance from taking over his mind. Just because I have good skin, it doesn't mean I don't sympathize. Brazen or not, I blush too easily. That can be a nuisance. People think they can see your thoughts. You think I do better dressing in rags, pretending to be what I'm not? Wouldn't that depend on what I want from him? Not his body, not by the sound of it. You can never tell what draws a woman to a man. I disagree. What draws a man to a woman is straightforward by comparison. I'd say a woman is attracted by the unknown. What will happen when she goes with him? What will happen when decisions are taken between them? All sorts of decisions. Life and death. To have children or not to have children is a matter of life and death. I won't be having any. I know I won't. Let's say it's never been in my stars. No trick I've learned from a racy friend to stop me getting pregnant. It simply won't happen in my case. It's a pity, perhaps, but no tragedy. I have other ideas what I can do with my life. I won't be going home after this. My future is here. I've made the move and burned my bridges. In Normandy, you struggle to spend your time in a worthwhile way. One is absorbed into the earth. When I was young, I dreamt a lot. But those dreams were sucked down also. The city is the best place to be free and find some privacy. I'm sorry, thinking aloud. I have my hopes. Talking to Mara will be like talking to you. The friend of the people and the people. Do writers make good politicians? We had some in our family, and they kept out as much as they could. Medicine, philosophy, morality, slavery, crime, Mara's had his say. He knows the human animal, knows how it suffers and succeeds. He studied it in detail. Pain, need. There's no excuse for what he's done. He can't claim ignorance or stupidity. How can a man put his name to a book upon the human soul then incite men to massacre priests. Unless that's what he wrote about. I don't know. I should have read it. To be able to kill him, I should have read everything he's ever written. It will have to remain a sin of omission.
What's going on? Why have you stopped? You're making me late. Well, go round. Find a way. Let the police deal with it. Hurry up.
A thief steals the entire estate and he's worried about someone losing a few francs. Let him go. Let him steal again and again until the greater crime has gone. Keep running, thief. With Mara supreme in France, no law is worth observing. When he is dead, return, give the money back, and repent.
Get us out of here! Good evening, citizens. Please let the cab through. I have an appointment with the president of the Jacobins, the editor of the Friend of the People. Yes, your hero, our savior. He's waiting for me. We're going to make love. Drive on, cabbie. Quickly, before they change their minds.
PM. The courtyard of 30 Rue des Cordeliers. Charlotte faces the four females of Marat's bodyguard. Simone, his mistress, Jeannette, his cook, Albertine, his sister, and Madame Pain, the concierge. With the bodyguard.
I have information from Caen. First-hand information. There's a conspiracy. I refuse to leave without seeing Marat. His life is in danger.
There are four Girondin deputies plotting in Caen. They're raising the whole of the West against the Republic. I've spoken with these men. I know their minds. Marat must listen to me for his own sake and for the sake of France. Ill or not, he must take heed. There's no time. Take your hands off me!
Marat, are you in there? Call off your bitches! I've come all the way from Calvados to save you! Let me in!
7:37 PM. Marat has been listening to the altercation in the courtyard as he sits in his bath of soothing salts, working on a plank in front of him. He calls out to Simone, his mistress, to bring the visitor in, which she does reluctantly. With the president.
What a breath of fresh air. Cream and apples from the country. Love your hat. Come in.
I didn't know you were taking a bath, otherwise I'd have been glad to wait.
I live in the bath.
I am Marie-Anne Charlotte de Corday d'Amont.
Jean-Paul Marat, at your service, mademoiselle.
Thank you for agreeing to see me.
Your voice carries. Leave us, Simon. There's nothing to worry about. Come on, leave us.
She doesn't trust me.
The poor woman is deluded. She doesn't perceive the reality. I'm not hideous to her.
Jealousy, then?
You might get in the bath with me.
There's not much room.
Come closer. Oh, I thought so. Fragrances. You've brought me summer, hayfields, cider, and sin.
Paris is no place to be in the heat.
It would be good to get away somewhere.
Do you never take a holiday?
We have no time.
No one can work properly when it's so hot. I find it difficult to think.
The brain inside the skull has its own climate. Draw up a chair and sit down so we're side by side. Then you won't have to look at me.
That holds no horrors.
I'm thinking of myself. Closer. Closer.
You got my first note?
Yes, but I only read it 10 minutes ago. I've been putting the paper to bed. You know how it is.
I sent it after the women turned me away this morning. I've got another one ready in case they did the same.
Would you have come a third time and a fourth?
Until you saw me.
You had to come.
Yes.
It was your duty.
Yes.
Don't blush so much. It's too endearing. Oh, do stop.
I can't help it.
You can. Oh, too late. I'm giving you one rush of blood for another. Fair enough. Is it the first time you've seen anything like this? Preposterous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
A pity it had to be me. Other lads are quite lovely.
You must suffer.
Education is everything, Charlotte. Already, you'll walk out of here knowing more. Innocence would be an obstacle between us. There are things to get out of the way.
I'm sorry. Give me a moment.
You moved heaven and earth to see this man. Don't be shocked. I don't ask for pity.
For you, I have none.
How resolute. You don't waste time. To business. The pretext for your visit?
Please.
Don't make protestations. The pretext is to tell me about certain Girondin deputies purged from the convention and supposed to be under house arrest in Paris who have fled and are holed up in your hometown fomenting insurrection.
Why do you call it a pretext?
You have a list of names, 18 of them. Let me give them to you.
I didn't know you already had them.
Their headquarters is the Hotel Entendance, Rue des Carmes, opposite where you live.
Oh.
Does it surprise you that a copy of all passports issued to ex-nuns, ex-aristocrats, etc., are made as a matter of course? Do you think we have no powers of organization? Our security is very good.
Citizen Marat.
I know you think we're fools, and sometimes we are, but not on issues like this. An army set out from Caen on the same day you did, an army of rebels and traitors. Didn't you think we'd be on our guard?
I was trying to help. The Republic is very precious to me.
You underestimate your enemy.
No.
We haven't got that long. For both our sakes, we must come to an arrangement.
The shame of this.
Don't look at it that way. It's a sound revolutionary principle. We're working on interlocking sacrifice.
How my father would writhe if he knew I was having this conversation. He'd disown me.
Of what concern are our fathers? Why should you bother your head about such a man? Why, the old gentleman has never done a stroke of work in his life. All he's ever thought about is himself and what he could inherit. You're not that kind of character. You need to give.
How can you say that? Even your brilliant spies don't know my soul.
Because you've obviously followed my career closely and spied the summit of my crescendo. At the same time as I have. What you thought was hate was a form of love.
What repulsive nonsense.
You can't deny I'm the man in your life at the moment. Who fills your thoughts. Who's naked in your presence and pleading to be embraced and his passion quenched.
How can anyone believe a word you say?
They don't need to. All I do is urge actions. For years, I speculated, mused, theorized, constructed elaborate explanations for natural and unnatural phenomena, disease, madness, optical illusions, the Holy Ghost. You name it, I've had a hypothesis. But when the revolution picked me up like the wind snatches a piece of paper from the gutter, I stopped being suppositional. That's how I'm so certain. What you're here for.
You've been guessing all along. You don't know me from Adam. Some simple detective work. I'm not all that bright. My preparations have been amateur.
Delude yourself no further, O maiden fair. I was waiting for you. Something else you should know. Between my anus and my scrotum is a raw, suppurating lesion. Every time I move, it splits its scab. It will never heal until you've made me keep perfectly still.
I've heard you had a knack of making things difficult for people.
What do you take us for?
Normandy is in revolt, yet you're surprised we take an interest in every yokel from the west who steps off the coach.
You had me watched.
All the working people of Paris work for me. What did Deputy Dupuy have to say for himself? Why hasn't he fled with his friends? Surely he doesn't expect mercy.
I asked him to get me into the convention so I could put my case. He told me you stayed at home.
Don't let it be on your conscience. He has to die anyway. All the Girondins will have to go. They're holding things up, turning the outer edges against the center, undermining the army.
Duperrey is an honorable man.
Of course he is.
I urged him to leave Paris. Don't let him die because of any involvement with me.
Oh, forget Duperrey. His usefulness has ended. Too many old Roman postures and pretenses. Never learned to ride the force which started running through this revolution a year ago. We had to go to war with Austria and the emigres. Now we face England, Russia, Portugal, Spain as well. All these monarchs know the Girondists not as men who can be corrupted, but who can corrupt the revolution. We can't have them hanging around.
Do you intend to carry on killing everyone who disagrees with you?
Those who trespass on the ground I've cleared. Yes, we must win these wars. We must preserve the revolution. Danton and Robespierre will see it through their stages. Oh, this itching is driving me mad.
Is there nothing you can get?
Oh, yes. A beautiful young woman from the West. She has something for me. A secret.
Only things you know already.
Peace is a secret. What is it? She's just checking. And the bathroom doubles as our larder. The plate of brains is for my dinner. Offal is supposed to be good for eczema. It isn't. In fact, I think it makes it worse. Give me a scratch.
Only your eyes.
Your anger, I understand. So I should. I am the rage of the people. Under my whip, it emerged from its hiding place to tear out the throat of old France. No one will ever forget these days. Whoever governs France in future will have to bear in mind my pet and its possibilities.
And mine. I have my indignation, too. You abolished my vocation, even my God.
If I could abolish him, was he God? Your hold was weak.
It would have been fairer to call your revolution something other than the founding of a republic.
The counter-revolutionary will carve out the republic. I had to make the wasteland where the ruins of the future will be found. From those, a new France will arise where anger will not be ignored. What do you know of the human anatomy? The heart is well guarded, you know.
With the power you have, it could be moderated.
I don't want it botched. The blade you brought is long enough, but the point and angle of entry are crucial.
All I want is your promise not to become a dictator.
I promise not to become a dictator. Now, here, if I position your blade exactly in the right place, all you'll have to do is put all your weight on it. You don't have to look.
If you retire from politics, went and lived quietly in the country.
I will live quietly in the country, Charlotte. No half measures now. I'll try not to cry out so you can get away.
I don't want to get away.
Oh. Now I understand your hesitation. Oh, this isn't all going to plan. Why don't we start at the beginning again? You give me the names of the Girondins. I write them down and say something like, thank you, faithful citizen. We'll soon have them all arrested, brought back to Paris and guillotined. Then you strike, like a heroine from the classics, an Electra, and the rest follows naturally in the way great actions breed their consequences. Scenes in plays are much better organized than life. Write me a script, and I'll follow it as long as you finally give me the release I crave.
I intended to kill you in front of all the deputies at the convention and make a speech if there was time. Duparé would get me in.
Now's a good time. While I'm making my dinner. Can't you smell the onions? All their kitchen clatter will drown out any noise I might make thrashing around.
If only you hadn't been ill.
Don't weaken, Charlotte. I'm still the same Mara you hate. Nothing has changed. I have no fear. Do you think I have the right to fear after seeing so many go to the knife with their heads held high? Even that idiot, the king, managed that.
Now that I know you haven't the strength or will to carry on, there's no need to kill you. I was going to do it to stop you having absolute power. I thought you were ambitious.
Oh, I am. I am. My ambition's worse than my eczema. I want my fame. If I die now at the height of my glory, I'll have my immortality. Uh-oh, that was a mistake. Shouldn't have told you that. Why am I always so honest?
To be struck down by a woman?
The goddess of liberty. Bare your breasts. Let your hair free. Our play gets better as it goes on. You're in a chariot fighting the forces of darkness. How can I persuade you? Let me put it this way. If you kill me, we both get what we want. If you don't, I'll hand you over to the rabble, my rabble, to do what they like with you.
Those brains are off. Can't you smell it? She should throw them away.
In this weather, things don't keep. Where is the knife? How nice of you. How thoughtful to keep it near your heart. Don't let me down.
The way this has turned out, it's more my death than yours.
Hurry. Hurry. While they're disputing corruption.
I will not have a priest when the time comes. You are my priest, Mara. You will put me on the way expertly and knowledgeably. Do you remember the 12th station of the cross?
We adore thee, O Christ, and bless thee. All that? Of course.
Oh, my dying Jesus, I kiss devoutly the cross on which thou didst die for love of me.
Brave to kiss me, Charlotte. You've caught something, I fear.
I have merited for my sins to die a miserable death. But thy death is my hope. Cry out. They must come.
To me, sweet friend. To me.
In David Parnell's The Virgin Knife, Samantha Bond was Charlotte Corday, and Gerard Murphy was Jean-Paul Marat. The Virgin Knife was directed by Owen O'Callaghan.